Feingold is now the State Department's special envoy for the African Great Lakes and Democratic Republic of the Congo. This week, he joined Midwest officials of the Environmental Protection Agency and others at a conference on the shore of Lake Tanganyika in Tanzania. Tanganyika and Lake Victoria are two of what some consider 8 African Great Lakes. The event was the kickoff of a Great Lakes to Great Lakes initiative looking at joint ways to protect the North American and African water bodies, which hold nearly half the fresh water on the surface of the Earth. Former Senator Feingold says lake experts from the Midwest and Africa have a lot of shared knowledge.
On issues like invasive species, they're talking about algal blooms and the kind of problems that we have, particularly around some of the Great Lakes and even some of our inland lakes. So the ability to compare notes on this kind of thing is invaluable.
EPA Midwest Administrator Susan Hedman was also at the conference. She also foresees a lot of information sharing.
To understand the hydrodynamics of the systems, the nutrient dynamics of the systems, and to better manage these very large lakes.
One major challenge for protecting the African Great Lakes is war and terrorism in Central Africa. Special Envoy Feingold says he's trying to help not just refugees, but also preserve natural resources.
The resources here are a source of a lot of attention. A lot of people know about where some of these armed groups are exploiting illegal minerals. Well, there are problems with overfishing in Lake Tanganyika, food shortage. A country that's just north of here, Burundi, apparently has the worst malnutrition of any country in the world, and yet it's on this tremendous lake that has enormous resources. So yes, the resource problem, along with the fact that it's a very dense area from a population point of view, these are among the causes of tension that can lead to some of the difficulties that have occurred.
Feingold sees a role for U.S. and African businesses to help.
All the way from dealing with some of the scientific issues, invasive species, to ecotourism, where there are some growing examples here that are, you know, not unlike some of the things that we see in the United States. So, yes, it has great potential, but it also has potential to provide the people of this area, if you will, a peace dividend.
The State Department says scientists and academics from the United States and Canada also attended the conference, along with colleagues from Burundi, Democratic Republic of Congo, Rwanda, Tanzania, and Zambia. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.